at in the house so that people cannot see us.
Curtains.
We put it in the hot water.
In the hot water.
Okay, never mind. Okay, one.
You got four.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Thank you. Wow. Let's go.
So you won today.
Yes. I won. It's not for the first time. I won. Stop it. I won. How? It's not for the first time. Coming up, we'll be talking about, let's see, what can we talk about this morning? Let's talk about your perseverance as a human being. I mean, it's a Friday. Let's have a chill topic about that. That's what's coming up in the few minutes.
Huge FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Eskom warns load shedding may continue into weekend and coronavirus declared global health emergency by World Health Organization.
Huge FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
With your top stories this hour, good morning, I am Refilwe Katong. Eskom is warning that load shedding may continue well into the weekend. The power utility is implementing stage 2 load shedding from 9 p.m. until 6 a.m. this morning. It says this is due to system constraints and depleting emergency resources. Eskom says it's been forced to use diesel generators as power systems are under pressure. This has resulted in a delay in returning its units to service. While it has enough emergency reserves to keep the lights on during the day, Eskom says load shedding will be needed overnight. It is also urging consumers to use electricity wisely. University of KwaZulu-Natal is counting the cost of violent student protests today. 4 students have been arrested for public violence. A university security building and a student vehicle have both been tortured, allegedly by protesting students. Registration has been suspended at Howard College campus, leaving hundreds of students stranded without a place to sleep. Students are demanding that those who owe the university money still be allowed to register. The new coronavirus has been declared a global emergency virus by the World Health Organization as the outbreak continues to spread outside China. The concern is that it could spread to countries with weaker health systems. Meanwhile, the U.S. has told its citizens not to travel to China. The State Department issued a level 4 warning, having previously urged Americans to reconsider travel to China, and said any citizen in China should consider departing using commercial means.